It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine the ability of artificial intelligence tools like ChatGPT to debunk made-up news. A study examines the extent to which AI chatbots can identify the authenticity and the credibility of news articles. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kevin Karamanchian is an assistant professor of computer networking and information technology at UW-Stout. Kevin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
So you tested the fact-checking abilities of four large language models, including two versions of ChatGPT. And large language models are these trained on, you know, vast amounts of data to then generate language. And you use this technology to detect made-up news stories. How well do these AI tools do in this work?
That is correct. Now, these AI large language models, well, compared to human subjects, compared to your average information consumers, they perform higher. But as an AI language model, the result that, you know, they generated, the yield outcome, is actually far from perfect. And so we are still looking at their future refinement and improvement, so that in the future, they're going to be more reliable when it comes to news fact checking, especially.
So they are far from perfect, you said.
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. What have you observed in this process?
So in this process, one of the advantages of this ALR language models compared to your human fact checkers, one is the speed. The speed really, really is so remarkable that the explanation, the justification why a news headline is deemed as true, false, partially true, partially false, you know, the justification and the judgment are all given, you know, in a matter of seconds. Now, if you're going to rely on a human fact checker, although it can be or they can be more reliable, they typically take their time, you know, although their accuracy, you know, compared to these large language models are going to be really, really higher.
Okay, so you sacrifice speed for being able to suss out what is true. So there's some give and take there. How did you go about testing the large language models? How did you set this up?
Oh, yeah, it's actually a very interesting study, because prior to this, you know, ChatGPT, you know, it's fairly new. And I've seen so many tests and use cases wherein they've tested ChatGPT. Can it pass, you know, SAT? What is the IQ of ChatGPT? You know, random fact or random questions. We even have some use cases wherein they're testing large language models, how efficient or how accurate they are in making codes. So when I first started this study, what I did was, wait a minute, how about the ability of these large language models to detect and recognize misinformation or news fact-checking? And news fact-checking, compared to your generic, you know, always factual information, they tend to be dynamic in nature for their legitimacy. One news information now, eventually in the future, weeks, months from now, can be debunked. So really, that's what I wanted to check, like how consistent these large language models are with the current legitimacy of the news items. And so the way I did it is that I've chosen the four most prominent large language models. That's, again, ChatGPT, Bard, and then AI Bing at that time. AI Bing is not yet integrated with ChatGPT. And then, you know, I tested them like a human, like my regular test or human subjects in testing. Are you able to detect it? I've given them three options. I'm going to present to you news headlines, news articles, and tell me if it is true, if it is not, or if it is partially true and partially false. Now, compared to human subjects, what I've noticed is that they really can be more accurate, you know, especially in that middle ground, partially true and partially false. Usually human subjects tend to, you know, just choose black and white. Oh, that's actual, outright false, outright true. But there are new subjects that are really partial when it comes to their legitimacy. Yeah. So that's one aspect, that's one domain wherein this large language model really, really excel compared to your human subjects.
Okay. What would happen if you would replicate this study, you know, months or even a year later, do you think you would find the same results?
Replication of my study right now, actually, it was months ago when I first did that. It's going to be more refined, the large language models. The training data now have been updated.
Mm-hmm.
When I first did my study, the training data that I referenced in, most of them have got off dates, and so I faithfully used that only up to April 2021. But now, these large language models, they have really, really very recent training data. And not just that, the AI large language companies, they know that if you are asking, or if a consumer is asking for news or journalistic information, instead of making the large language model outright answer the legitimacy of that news, what the large language model is actually giving out as an output is a link to a web link that shows references, so that they are actually passing the responsibility to the consumers to decide if, based on what you are seeing, decide for yourself if this news is true, false, or partially true and partially false.
So leading you there.
Instead of making the large language models themselves decide and, you know, be the truth arbiter, if you will.
Can you apply this to the world we're living in right now as we look ahead to the elections in Wisconsin and certainly people paying attention to news about the races for president and Congress? How helpful to voters is AI for identifying election misinformation?
So far, yeah. So far, actually, this I actually did a preliminary study about that, about because of this upcoming 2024 election. And so far, from what I've observed, they're still very accurate. You know, the facts, the information that these large language models are spitting out, especially when it comes to 2024 elections, are really accurate. For example, I tested out after the former president Donald Trump just won the Iowa caucus. Who won that one? And it's actually accurate that in real time, they actually provided that the former president won the caucus.
So it was able to really pick up very recent news and be able to translate it correctly. There's a global survey of news organizations finding journalists are interested in using AI for time-sensitive duties like, you know, interview transcription and fact-checking. Is there a role, do you think, in newsrooms for AI fact-checking?
Definitely. You know, the thing about deceptions, misinformation and disinformation is that they... some of their form, if not most of their form are actually just, you know, they tend to come over and over again, even though they've already been debunked in the past. And so the role that I see these large language models are going to come in is when it comes to those persistent deceptions that keeps coming in, that some new information users or news viewers are not able to yet, you know, familiarize themselves with. And so with the speed, with the justification, with the detailed, thorough explanation of these large language models, they can really be used to educate users and information, especially when you were searching for one certain subject that you were really not very much a background on and aware of. These can really be helpful, especially one of their strengths is to give you an explanation in layman's term. Why is that not true, or why is that claim most likely not feasible, if you will?
Okay, so breaking down more complex terms into clearer language. Kevin Karamanchian is an assistant professor of computer science at UW-Stout. We dive into the growing field of artificial intelligence and the capabilities of generative chatbots. Call in with a question. You can share concerns at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We explore the potential for artificial intelligence chatbots like ChatGPT to discern false data and fake news. Research out of UW-Stout examines the capabilities of these large language models to pick out facts from misinformation. Call in with a question. You can share your views at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kevin Karamanchian is an assistant professor of computer science at UW-Stout. So, Kevin, you tested the fact-checking capabilities of several large language models. And since then, since you did this last spring, the AI detection tracker NewsGuard estimates the number of sites hosting AI-created false articles has increased from 49 sites to more than 600. And some sites generate up to thousands of articles a day. Do you think can fact-checking AI offset this deluge of AI-created misinformation?
That is the very, very reason that I tested them out in the first place. AI-powered deceptions are just going to grow enormously in vast numbers, in vast amount. And it's going to be really almost next to impossible for human fact-checkers to, you know, verify each of those AI-powered articles, news headlines. And so really, what you want is also an AI-powered mechanism to detect, go heads-on with those AI-powered tools.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, could multiple chatbots debate each other on the facts or the made-up stuff in an article? Could you put, like, chatbots together on this as a team? And debate each other?
Definitely. What people have to realize is that large language models or chatbots, they are actually based on training data. Training data are usually in forms of text, images, audio, videos, even just your typical form of data. Now, depending on what it is trained on, that is going to be the truth that AI model is going to be referencing in. So, for example, hypothetically, if you have one consumer base or if you have one group of people that doesn't seem to agree with what this AI large language model is, you know, saying or giving to them, they may look for other AI large language models to, you know, reference. Wait a minute, I don't agree to the facts that this AI is saying or telling me. I'm just going to look for other AI large language model to reference or to look up to or to ask. And that is certainly possible.
But if these chatbots themselves make stuff up from time to time, I mean, we've heard about being, you know, prone to hallucination as a flaw, then why would we want them on a task like this?
First, usually when we put these AI large language models on tasks like this, we don't render their judgments as final. Usually what happens is that after they have flagged, for example, in social networking sites, by the way, have been using this for a very long time now. After, for example, a news article has been flagged as potentially deceptive, there is going to be a human subject in the background after that flag had happened who's going to verify if that is deceptive. But, I mean, as you can see, it actually hastens the process of fact-checking.
So we're seeing here in Wired that reporting that more than 88% of American news outlets are blocking AI companies from collecting data for their chatbots. So that, you know, but leading right-wing news outlets mostly resist blocking. And, you know, as you look at web scraping then and the ability to you know, allow these chatbots to collect training data, could this dynamic affect the development of AI chatbots?
Definitely. And I understand from the point of your social networking media sites is that they tend to have user data, and we don't want these AI chatbots to actually implicitly or accidentally learn of user data that may intrude privacy. You know, you can have an issue about that, you know? And also, for the most part, it's actually proprietary on these large language models, what their training data is based on referencing in. And that's actually what makes an AI large language model, you know, perform worse or better than other large language models. And so right now for my study, and there are in many other several studies too, what we want to figure out is what really have you been using as training data on your large language models? Can we trust them? How do we trust them if you're not going to, make this open or make us known of it? No.
That and certainly you have to know that information of what data it's collecting so that you can even run experiments that that are legitimate that you can count on as well, I would imagine. So in our last moments together, how should news consumers look out for misinformation that's disguised as legitimate news?
So what we want to know, the news consumers, is that these are just tools, AI large language models. They are just there to guide you in pursuit of the truth. You can use them to generate clues, ideas, why likely one is information is true, why is it false or partially true or partially false. But eventually, at the end of the day, all of these filters will all go down to you as the final decision agent and deciding for yourself if the news information that you were consuming is actually true or not.
So
There
using
is
it as
still
a
that.
helper, not a replacement.
You are still the agent as a news consumer, and you owe that to yourself.
Kevin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Kevin Karamanchian is an assistant professor of computer networking and information technology at UW Stout. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.